Jesus, I want to die to my will, be born anew in your grace. For as I am, I cannot please you, and all I want to see is your face. Oh, thine will be done. Be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my whole life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence I'm a. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing. I must decrease, he must increase. Your power in me is there, I believe. For this you bled on Calvary. I want to die, you must live. In your word there's grace to believe. I won't let you go till you bless me. Like Jacob I wrestle till I'm free. Robinson flowing cold, the preacher angry, got mad at his mule. Lord, if you don't seal me here and now, you'll find my bones lying next to my plow. Whoa. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing.
God richly bless you. Blessing, God bless your name. God richly bless you. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord. We have another week to be in his presence. Amen. Shall we stand as we sing our blessing name?
In priestless shade, with bleeding stripes, all inside. chains were loosed and they were free. They sang, they sang. I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
I give you honor.
I give you praise.
You are the love.
You are.
The truth, the way.
The truth and the way.
I bless your name. The cross once again. The cross once again. I bless your name.
Oh,
I bless your name. I bless your name. Your name.
I bless your name.
I give you honor.
I give you
praise.
I give you praise.
You are the love.
You are.
The truth, the way.
The truth and the way.
Yes, our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another week that, Lord, you have opened unto us. Lord, we can look back. Oh, yes, we cannot count our blessings, Lord, because, Lord, they are countless. But, Lord, we want to say thank you for keeping us through the week. All our undertakings going out and in, Lord, you have kept us safe, Lord. And this morning, grace, your hands have opened wide for us, Lord, to come to your presence, Lord, to begin the week right in your presence, Lord. And Father, how we say thankful to you, God, that we have found a place, Lord, in your presence this morning. And Lord, as we come, oh God, we want to see you. We want to hear from you, Lord. So, Father, we surrender all to you now as we look into our Sunday school. Father, we pray for the Holy Spirit to come, take the word, and teach us, Lord. So, Father, we surrender all to you now as we seek your presence now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. As we are standing, we are going to look at a study. I think it has been done before during the time of the morning manner. But I want to pick it up for the Sunday school as from this week, the divine nature. And today we shall look at the introduction of it. So we shall turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. And I will read only the two verses, the first two verses, and as we go along, we will be picking the verses as we go till where the time will put us. Amen. So let's hear the word of God. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained the precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. So this morning, the salutation to all of us is grace and peace be multiplied unto us. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. And as we sit down, oh God, we want to hear from you now. In Jesus' name, amen. May we be seated. Now, looking at the scripture we just read, the prophet stressed on this salutation. It says to them that have obtained like precious faith. To them. So it's to a special people.
said, the prophet said, I like the way that's stated right here. Because my whole subject this morning is based on faith. And he said, listen close, and he repeated it again, to them that have obtained like precious faith. So the prophet was saying that this salutation is to a special people. This salutation is to a special people. And that Simon Peter was saying something like, I have obtained this faith, and I'm addressing this to them that have obtained the like precious faith. That's the same faith. Amen. Amen. Simon Peter is saying, I have obtained this faith through the righteousness of God. And I'm speaking, or I'm greeting them that have also what? Obtained the same faith like I have obtained. Amen. He said, it is not to the outside world. This is to the church. Amen. This is to the church. Those that are in Christ. Amen. Then as we go on, he said, through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And so this faith must be what? Through the righteousness of God. The faith that you have obtained must be through the righteousness of God. Because, you see, anyone that calls himself a Christian will claim to have what? Faith in Christ. Every Christian will say, oh, yes, I have faith in Christ. Amen. But faith in Christ, through what form of righteousness? Faith in Christ through what form of righteousness? Because there are other forms of righteousness. There are other forms of righteousness. Remember, Jesus himself warned us about the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes. Amen. You see, so there are the other forms of righteousness. In Matthew 5:20, he said, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. So it's a serious thing. Amen. Or any other righteousness can never usher you into the kingdom of God. Except the righteousness that is through what? Through Christ. You see, we all know these Pharisees. Their own righteousness. You see, they have what? The form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That's the righteousness of the Pharisees. They look so godly, but they deny what? The power thereof, see. And you remember Paul, when in with his own testimony, Paul's own testimony, coming as what? As a Pharisee. He said what? He said, concerning zeal. See, he was talking about himself when he was a Pharisee. That righteousness of the Pharisees. He said, concerning zeal, persecuting the church. You see it? And then he said, touching righteousness in the law, blameless. Which is just true. A wrong righteousness. Now look at, you see, the zeal that Paul had. But because his faith was not according to the righteousness that is in Christ, he was doing what? He was persecuting the church. You see? So, the righteousness must come through what? The righteousness of what? Christ. You see. And you remember, these Pharisees, they were able even to see, they had the guts to even stand before Christ and tell him that, look, we are Abraham's seed and are never in bondage under any man. They told Christ that way, that we are the seed of Abraham. Because they knew that Jesus was, that's what to them, they thought Jesus was born out of what? Wedlock. So they were trying to tease Jesus. That we, you see, we are what? Abraham's seed. But one thing is that they never knew that the very Abraham they said is their father, he met Jesus in the person of Melchizedek. Amen. The Abraham you said is your father, he met Jesus in the person of Melchizedek. And that Melchizedek is, the Bible said, the interpretation is what? King of righteousness. Praise the Lord. King of what? Righteousness. That's what the Bible says. When you read Hebrews 7, 1 to 4, you see. And then after also the king of Salem, which means king of peace. And Abraham met this Melchizedek and gave what? A tenth part of his spoils from the slaughter of the kings. See? And this Melchizedek blessed him. See? And meanwhile, this Melchizedek blessed him because he was also the priest of the Most High God. Without father, without mother, without descent. See, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but was made in the likeness of the Son of God, abideth continually, a priest continually. That was this Melchizedek. Amen. And the Bible goes on to say that, now consider how great this man was. Consider how great this man was. Unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of his spoil. See, so who do you think is this Melchizedek? Praise the Lord. So Jesus warned us, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Amen. Today, millions have their faith standing in some enticing words. See. And the wisdom of man. But we all know, listen to Apostle Paul again, who is the apostle of the Gentile church. In 1 Corinthians 2, verses 4 and 5. He said, you see, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, you see, but demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen. Yeah. So Simon Peter here, as the prophet said, is not addressing people whose faith rests on the righteousness of some man, or those who have obtained faith through some seminary education or through the law of Moses. But he's addressing even now, this morning, we that are seated here, the word of God is addressing us. See, people like us that have obtained faith through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. So the word is to us this morning. Amen. Now verse 2. It said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So you see, Here also, grace will be multiplied unto you through what? Through the knowledge of God. The other one, faith, through the righteousness of God. And here he's talking about what? Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God, our Jesus. See. Verse 3, let's add verse 3. Are you there with me? That's our scripture this morning. Are you there with me? 2 Peter 1, as we are reading, we are going down. So let's read the third verse also. According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us unto glory and virtue. So you see here, in the beginning he said, our faith must be through the righteousness of God. Amen. And then here, verse 3, he said, according to his divine power also, he had given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So anything that can transform you to life and godliness, it is through the knowledge of him, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Faith through his righteousness. And then to have life and godliness, it should be through what? The knowledge of him. Amen. There is something about knowing him, my brother and my sister. Because the life is in him. Amen. You know, Apostle Paul, but how can you receive this divine power that has been given unto us, that can give you life? You see, we can look at Apostle Paul. Already we have known what he believed before, his righteousness. But one thing is that he has to what? He has to exchange it. Or he has to put that one aside. Amen. Before he could what? Take on something else. Praise the Lord. My brother, hold this. Yeah. Hold it very strong. Yeah, that's what you are holding. Okay, take this also and hold it really strong. You do what? No, that's your hand. You have to do what? You have to put that one away. Praise the Lord. That's what it means. Amen. You have to put your own righteousness, everything away, completely before you can hold on to what that divine power is talking about. Amen. That's why, you see, Paul said in Philippians 3, verse 8, he said, yeah, doubtless. When someone says doubtless, it means something without doubt. That means faith. Praise the Lord. When it is not doubt, it is what? Faith. So we can even say that by faith, you see, by faith, I count all things. Praise the Lord. I'm not changing the scripture, but that's what it means. He said, yea, doubtless, you see. Doubtless, I count all things but loss. Just as brother had to put everything, that's what he was holding first, he had to put it away. You see, I count all things but loss. For what? For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. Amen. Amen. Because he wants life. He wants that godliness. The divine power. Amen. So, I count it as loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. for whom I have suffered all loss and all things, and do count them as what? But dung. See, dung is something that smells. Your righteousness smells. Your own wisdom smells. It's like a dung. See, something that he valued before. He valued it, his position as a Pharisee. Paul valued it so greatly. But now, because of the excellency in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, he had to do away with it. You see, that I may what? Win Christ. Amen. So, brethren, it is what? Total separation. Total separation. For the divine power that will give you life and godliness. Amen. Through the knowledge of him, you have to what? Do away with everything. Amen. So in verse 4, as we move on, it said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. See, he's going to provide us with things, materials, the very things that can what? Bring us to be partakers of this divine power, of his divine nature, the knowledge of him. Amen. Having escaped, see, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, having escaped, here you see what? Total separation again. Amen. See, the world has to go completely. And you take up what? Christ. Because if the world is still lingering, or you still hold on to the world, that divine power, how can you? Amen. The prophet said, after reading this verse 4, the prophet said, now let that soak real deep. Amen. When the prophet stresses on something like that, let's take notice of it. After reading verse 4, he said, let that soak real deep. Not preaching this morning, see. We are just teaching on this lesson, divine nature. And then he said, let me read the verse 4 again so that you don't miss it. Amen. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. Having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. The prophet says, see, the world, we have escaped it now. Brethren, as we are sitting, we have escaped the world. Amen. 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 This cold weather, how it will be really good for you to be what? Lying in your bed and just whiling away the time. But you see, you just had to put on all this heavy coat and everything and weather the condition and come and sit here. See, it's a sign that what? You have escaped the world. So he said, we have escaped that now. He's addressing this to the church. That's why we are here this morning to find out what is the way? What is God's requirement? Amen. If I would ask you, what is your heart desire? If I would ask you, what is your heart desire? I believe it will be closer to God. Amen. Yeah, you want to be closer to God. That's why you are here this morning. You are not in the house. You are not in the pub. But you are here this morning Because you want to be what? Closer to God. So that's why this message is being addressed to a special people as you are seated here this morning. Amen. It will be closer to God. He said, when you learn, as the knowledge of God, when you learn of Christ, there is something about him that is so loving. You just try to get right into him. There is something so loving that you would like to just enter right into him. Praise the Lord. So that he will also be in you. Praise God. Our time, better we will just continue. So let's read something here just quickly. The prophet said, a young man asked me the other day and said, Brother, you think I ought to get married to that such and such a girl? And the prophet said, I said, how much do you think of her? He said, oh my, I just love her. Then the prophet said, well, if you are not going to live without her, you better marry her and then, you have to marry her then. But if you can live without her, you better not.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you can live without her, you better not. But if it is going to kill you, you better go ahead and get married. And the prophet said, and so, what I was trying to get him to understand is that if you love her so much, then go ahead. There is a reason why the prophet is saying this. There is a reason. And now listen. He said, because right now, before you are married, everything just fine and dandy. But after you get married, then the toils and the trials of life come in. See? That's when you go to be so in love that you understand one another. Amen. When you are disappointed in her or she's disappointed in you, you still understand what? One another. Amen. He was typing it to Christ, which, Lord willing, our time is up. Amen. He said it's the same thing as in Christ. Amen. If you know you are in love with him, go ahead and get married to him. But if you feel that you can live without him, you say you better not. Praise the Lord. We will come to that, Lord willing, next week. Lord, we will just look into what to finish the introduction. We couldn't finish the introduction today. Amen. Shall we bow down? Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, Lord, you have spoken to the people that has separated themselves, Lord, that has said goodbye to the world, Lord, because they are in love with you. And Lord, we are here this morning, O God. Father, we want to hear from our husband. We want to hear from you. We as wives, Lord. So Father, even now we want to sing. We want to worship you, we want to lift up your holy name, we want to esteem it, O God. So, Lord, we want to commit, Lord, the musicians, the song leader, all to your hand that, Lord, they bring the place into that kind of atmosphere where, Lord, you can come in, Lord, and bring your word unto us. As even, Lord, we commit your servant, Lord, into your hands as he brings the word to us this morning. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.
enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath. I will rejoice for he has made. I will enter his gates. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that
the Lord has made.